This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
On a Wednesday.
On a hump day, baby. We are half day. We're already over halfway through the week. It's nighttime here. We are cruising towards the weekend fast, and it's going to be a blast. That rhymed, and that was awesome. But anyway, what, Chris? Tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show, we got kind of a smorgasbord, and that's a huge word, but I'm a world-famous author, so I'm going to be incorporating more big words in there so I can talk over people's heads. That's an important part of the show. So what's on the smorgasbord tonight? How they view us. Talk about that a lot, right? How they view us, how they view our thoughts, our desires. There's a great little poll on that you haven't heard of. I'm actually probably going to open with that. Give me a minute because we have other things. Yet another public health emergency, World War III, raising the rates, America's standard of living going down, why the smartest people in our society are now the dumbest people in our society, and Haiti. All that and so much more is still tonight coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, honestly, why don't you grow up? Chris just wrote, I just want you guys to know, I have this TV screen now. Since here in the studio, they built me this new studio, Premiere did, and they have TVs all over. There's like 9 TVs here. No one even watches TV. But they have 2 here in the studio, and they used to, Chris and Michael would turn them on various channels. But since you can't watch anything anymore without getting waterboarded by filth, we finally just turned the TVs off. So now they never turn on. It's all crap. Only now Chris has this fancy thing. I don't know how he does this. He types something over there in his studio, and it shows up on the TV screen. I didn't even know you could type on TV screens. That's wild. This technology thing is pretty cool. Chris, if you guys need any help, let me know. Anyway, Chris just typed in, didn't you write a book? Chris, we're not going to make the whole show some obnoxious book sale, all right? Just because I wrote the Anti-Communist Manifesto, and it's available now for pre-order at jessekellybook.com. That does not mean this show is going to degenerate into some obnoxious freaking infomercial for my world-famous book now that is already climbing the charts at number 66 on Amazon, and the communists at the New York Times are going to have to put it on the bestseller list if this keeps up and everything else. But that's not what this show is going to become, Chris. So just drop it, all right? Now, let's set all this aside for just a moment. We'll get to that. I can't wait to do the smartest people in society are now the dumbest people in society, because that's going to be offensive. I'll get to that probably 10 minutes from now. But let's go back to something we've talked about a lot on the show, because there's another great example of this today, about our elites in the West. We'll focus on America for now. Our American elites, the people who are part of our high society, the politicians, the celebrities, look, I hate to say it this way, but the journalists, I'm talking about like the TV and radio people and print people, you know, the writers for the New York Times, you would consider that elite high society stuff. How they view themselves versus how they view us. This absolutely cracked me up, because everyone knows the media sucks. Now, I would argue the right has actually undersold this a lot. The right has spent so much time saying things like the media is biased. They're all liberal. The liberal media. Oh, they're not fair. I would argue that really, really undersells just how truly insidious the media is. They are actually a national security threat. They are frankly, they're a revolutionary force within our borders. That's what the American media has become. But remember, they don't view themselves this way. One of the most enjoyable parts about Trump's presidency was all the media articles about the media and about how important the media was. It was every single night you turn on CNN, we'll be making fun of CNN later. Any single night you turned on CNN, wow, Trump's assault on journalism and why America needs us.
defenders of democracy and all this other stupid stuff. You're just on TV. You're really not that important, right? But
it was revealing. Trump's era did help reveal so much of the mentality of how these people see themselves. People who go into journalism and find themselves on the radio, on TV, writing articles for the New York Times. They really genuinely do see themselves as Navy SEALs. And I know you laugh about that and roll your eyes, and I laugh about that and I roll my eyes and we scoff at that. But they do see themselves as the defenders. The defenders of what is the question, though? Because that really is, they're the vanguard. They're the tip of the spear. They're the soldiers in their minds. Defenders of what, though? Well, defenders of the movements, multiple, of the movements going on that are trying to take America down. The media sees themselves as being the defenders of those people. Now, they see themselves as being above all those people. Don't get me wrong. For instance, whenever there's a fake civil rights protest is a great example. The media views themselves as being above all of those people. They would never in a million years go down and mingle with any of those icky poor people. Ew, they live in bad neighborhoods. Ew, they would never be one of them. They don't consider themselves one of them. But they also consider themselves protectors of that movement because they know that movement is really, really, really important. It's an important thing if you want to bring America down. If you want to teach American citizens that America sucks. If you want to do these things, it's important that they foster and protect that movement. And here's what they really hate. And they despise this with the fire of a thousand suns. They despise that you now have a voice. And this era, this social media era, has given you a voice. It's given people, normal people, a voice outside of the typical media channels. You want to know something? You want to know something? Just look, it's just you and me talking. You want to know something? Did you know that you could have a radio show or you could have a bigger audience than I do? Did you know that? Now, no one likes to say that when you get to sit in this chair and I'm super important, but did you know you could? You could do it right now. You could go online and buy some at-home podcast equipment. Chris tells me it doesn't even cost that much money, and we all know Chris has priced everything. I guarantee he'll get you the lowest price. Anyway, you could get some at-home podcast equipment, and if you sat down and you were simply better, you were interesting, you were somebody people wanted to tune into, wanted to download for a half hour a day, you wouldn't need, I mean, Premier's biggest syndicator in the country, and obviously it's a tremendous blessing, but with enough time, you could have a bigger show than me if you're better. That drives the traditional people who are already in the chairs. It drives them insane. It drives them insane that normal people can go out there and have an opinion and have some takes on things. And if what you're saying resonates with enough people and it's interesting with enough people, that it can be more popular than what they get to say on MSNBC. It drives them nuts that you could start a blog. Forget about radio for a second. You start a blog and let's say maybe you're a good writer. I mean, sure, you're not a super handsome, world-famous author like me, but let's say you're a good writer. What, Chris? No, seriously, what if you're a good writer? And soon this blog gets big and big and big and big and big. People are starting to notice it. People are starting to talk about it. It's starting to spread online. Do you know how much it would drive that New York Times author insane to have your blog be more read than the latest article he wrote on the problems with the Midwest and trade yields? And it would drive him up the wall. These people hate that normal people have a voice. This poll killed me. This is from Pew Research. Journalists who view misinformation as a very big problem are more likely to say that not every side deserves equal coverage. The real problem, the real war on fake news and misinformation that the communists have been waging for some time now,
It's not a war on fake news. It's not a war on misinformation. It's not a war on disinformation or whatever else they say. It's a war on you. These people who are in control now of all the traditional institutions, especially the traditional media institutions, they own them all. All the journalism schools, virtually all the major publications, virtually every, they own them all. It drives them nuts that in this era, you have a voice. Now, don't get me wrong. I bother them. They don't like that I can speak. It drives them crazy that you can speak. And that's a good thing. And that's why I've encouraged you time and time and time again. You go start that podcast if you want. Start that blog if you want. Record little stupid videos and put them up on YouTube if you want. You speak up. Put up posts on social media. We don't need more traditional media people in the fancy chairs. We need more you. Specifically because these people are telling you they want less of you. That should tell you all you need to know. More of you. That's what we need. And a lot more of me. What, Chris? We've got like 3 hours. We've got like 3 hours more of me. But we're going to talk about World War III after we talk about our smartest people are now our dumbest people and why that is. You ready for that? Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a hump day. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And I probably should have done something different to open the show. I'll get to the smartest people, the dumbest people thing. But I have a few different things I want to read here. I probably should do something if I'm being honest. This guy says, Jesse, I pre-ordered the Kindle version of your comic-crushing book. Then I went ahead as a precaution and pre-ordered the hardback so when Amazon decides to revoke my Kindle copy because they don't like it, I can still crush them with my book made of trees. Okay. Listen, you guys. You keep sending in these emails. Like, this guy bought two. This guy bought three. This guy bought five. Jesse, I just ordered five of the hardcover Anti-Communist Manifesto. One for me, my two adult kids, so on and so forth. Book, Jesse, my son just bought it for me for Father's Day. Jesse, listen, we had a phone call today with the publisher. This book doesn't even come out till June 6th. It shouldn't be on the top 100 in Amazon. And it's right underneath Michelle Obama's book at this point in time and climbing. There's a chance by the time the show ends, it will be beating the former First Lady's book on Amazon, and it doesn't even come out till June. I'm not going to get mushy. That's not what I do. I just thank you. You don't have to go buy 10 freaking copies of the book. You're all buying like multiple copies of the book to hand them out. And I just don't put yourself in a financial bind to buy a book, okay? But thank you. You guys are crazy. I love you guys. All right, enough. Enough. Let's focus. Let's talk about our smartest people becoming our dumbest people. Why is that? We've talked about it before on the show. The people who are in charge are all morons. And what's crazy is this. Joe Biden and Dome, they have been president and vice president for long enough now. And we're used to so many people in government being like this now that we have at least, look, I shouldn't say we, I'm speaking for me here. I'll catch myself almost accepting that's kind of the way it is. But do keep in mind, as much as we want to look down on things in the past and things, and look at that era and look how bad this era was. When you learn about so much of history, like I'll tell you right now, I'm doing some reading on Napoleon. I'll probably in upcoming shows be doing various histories and stuff like that on Napoleon and stuff. I just find that stuff to be fascinating. But one thing you learn when you read about from the Roman era or that era, whatever era, the leaders of a society were almost always, if not the most high IQ, the most educated, right? If you wanted to lead, if you wanted to be a king, let's use a king. All right, you want to be the king of England, right? As part of becoming king of England,
you would have extensive amounts of training and education to become King of England. You really would be, by the time you're 20, 25, be far more capable of a human being than the standard peasant, because they didn't have access to your education. You would grow up with tutors teaching you half a dozen languages. You're learning how to ride a horse. You're learning combat in various ways. Philosophy, mathematics. You have all access to all these things. The peasant doesn't. So as unfair as life is, you are more qualified to lead than the peasant is, because you've just simply been taught more. That's how most societies have been. The general in Napoleon's army, he has read a lot more books than the corporal. He does know more things than the corporal does, than the lieutenant does. He just does. He's had longer in training. That's how a society is supposed to be. I want the president to be somebody I look up to be somebody I think to myself, man, I could never do what he does. Honestly, I want the vice president to be that. We've accepted that this is like normal, and it's not.
Bob and Doug returned to the Kennedy Space Center. They suited up, they waved to their families, and they rode an elevator up nearly 20 stories. They strapped in to their seats and waited as the tanks beneath them filled with tens of thousands of gallons of fuel. And then they launched. Yeah, they did.
Oh my gosh. It's not supposed to be this way. So why is it? How did we get here? Well, this may take a few to unpack, but there's a great news story out of New York that's going to explain very well how and why we got here. I'll get to that in a moment. Before we get to all that and that insanity, I want to make sure that I never get too down on here, because I don't want to bring you down. And you know I prefer to laugh. That's why we laugh and goof off so much. And now I'll yell on occasion when I get mad, and I know you yell on occasion. But I want to make sure we always understand that every single day, we have an opportunity to take part in this anti-communist fight, to fight against these communists. And people will email in a lot, and they'll say, Jesse, I can't do anything. Jesse, I'm just a this. I'm just a that. I'm just a lawyer. I'm just a construction worker. I'm just a housewife. I'm just a this. Hey, you spend money, don't you? You spend money? You vote every day. Did you know that? Now that corporate America has chosen to get involved almost always against us in these culture wars, you vote every day. Who'd you vote for today with your cell phone service? You paid somebody today. Did you pay a communist company or an anti-communist company? You know, you can switch to Pure Talk. You keep your phone, you keep your number. It takes like 10 minutes, and you can feel good about paying your cell bill, which will go down. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly and switch to Pure Talk now. Vote for somebody good today. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Say the Joker to the thief. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I feel like the week is flying by, man. All right, back to what we were talking about here. Don't let me lose focus, because we got other smorgasbord still tonight. But I'm explaining, why do we have a society now where all of our leaders are idiots? And I mean that in the most honest way possible. I'm not even trying to be funny. Our leaders are morons. They shouldn't be morons. This lady's a congresswoman from my area, Houston.
Third shots, they're booster shots. That's why we are living, because we were vaccinated, because we overcame the stigma and the wrong-headed information that was scaring people about vaccines. We didn't lose 1 million people on vaccines. We lost 1 million people on not having that vaccination timely.
She should be bagging groceries somewhere. Instead, she's in Congress. Okay, so how's this happen? Well, here's a headline that'll tell you how. This is how it happened. Quote, this is nuts. This is from the Daily Wire. State University of New York forces students to take the DEISG course or not graduate. Diversity, equity, inclusion, and social justice, by the way, is the course. Okay, so what does that have to do with that? How does this turn people dumb? Well, let's take this, put it in your back pocket for a second. What if I was to offer you some water? Hey, you're thirsty. I see that you're thirsty. Allow me to grab a glass of water for you. And I tell you, hey, don't worry. I know you don't know me, right? But don't worry. This is filtered water. Well, maybe since you're a normal human being, maybe a trusting human being, you would say, oh, good, good. I would like some filtered clean water. It's clean all the gunk out of there. It would be normal to say, oh, nice, a filter. Sounds good. Bring that to me, please. But you have to advance your mind. Well, not advance, change your way of thinking. And I have to change my way of thinking to the society we live in today. What you should be asking me when I offer you a glass of filtered water is filtered through what? I didn't tell you what I filtered your water through. I can provide everyone here in the studio right now, me, Chris, Michael, I can provide everyone through filtered water. If I take my boxer shorts off in the bathroom right now and dump a gallon of water through it and strain my dirty boxer short water into cups, that's filtered water. I didn't specify. I filtered everything. You see, you have a society now run by morons because society's elites are all filtered through our education system. But our education system isn't an actual filter. Our education system is dirty boxers. And now, as we continue to ship our journalists, artists, scientists, politicians, doctors, nurses, lawyers, profession after profession after profession after profession gets filtered through the dirty jock strap of our university system, what it's doing is it's taking these critical positions that have to be led well and led really, really smartly, and it's putting an absolute, utter moron in there. You know who the president of iHeart is? Because premiers, you know, this is iHeart's gigantic. President of iHeart is Bob Pittman. Bob Pittman is basically a genius business-wise. He just is. He could sit down and he could do things I'm never capable of. Bob Pittman needs to be that, though, because he heads this gigantic media company. You better have somebody like that sitting in the chair. And believe it or not, I know this is we're all equal stuff, but you actually couldn't take Bob and put him down in the mailroom and take the mailroom guy and put him in Bob's chair and have things run correctly. That's not how it works. We need positions of president, senator, CEO, doctor, lawyer, judge. We need these critical positions in society to be occupied by people who are higher educated, who do know more. But instead, they're all being filtered through a university system that is quickly becoming a system specifically designed for them to know less. Less. Diversity, equity, inclusion, social justice, that's all just cultural Marxism. That's all just communism. That's all just telling people what you accomplish doesn't matter. It's not really important. All that matters is race and sex and all these. So we take the least important things and we tell our most educated people they're the most important things. Well, soon, how many people are going to graduate State University of New York having had to sign on that this complete falsehood is actually a reality? And what if you go right from State University in New York? What if you go from there right to, what if you get into politics from there? What if one day this graduating class in the year of our Lord 2023, what if one day one of those graduates is mayor of New York City, most important city in the world? What if the mayor of the most important city in the world believes that diversity, equity, inclusion, and social justice are real things that should be prioritized? You see, that's a big deal. And while you know I am Mr. Pro-Working Man, I think they're underserved. The truth is, if the garbage man in New York City, if there's one garbage man who believes in diversity and equity and inclusion and social justice, that's really not the end of the world.
But if the mayor of New York City believes in diversity, equity, inclusion, and social justice, well, now you find yourself in quite a pickle. Why are we as a nation in such bad shape? These are our leaders.
Bob and Doug returned to the Kennedy Space Center. They suited up. They waved to their families. And they rode an elevator up nearly 20 stories. They strapped in to their seats and waited as the tanks beneath them filled with tens of thousands of gallons of fuel. And then they launched. Yeah, they did.
I just thought of something. I had this terrible thought while we were hearing the sound of Dome again. While we were hearing Dome's voice, I had a terrible thought. And you're lucky, because I was going to do it, and now I'm not going to do it. You know what my thought was? I thought to myself, during the break, I should go grab some of the writings and, you know, just some of the speeches. Well, the writings of our founders, like some of the Federalist Papers. And I should take 15, 20 seconds and read just any Federalist paper of the leaders of our society then, and then juxtapose that with Dome. Just play it back and forth. And then we can all, I mean, that, you know what? I take it back. I'm probably going to do it. Because what a way to just bludgeon us all in the face of this is what it should have been. The smartest, most accomplished, best educated people. These are the ones who lead society. This is what we were. And this is what we are now. It's just brutal. This is what we are now.
I don't understand why he wants people to see the history of Western civilization and history and philosophy of Western civilization, because he wants it seen through that lens. Why is your lens better than my lens? What you know? So you're basically saying, like, to people like Marion Crook, you're not going to teach about her. Her history is American history. What is it that he doesn't get? We're not going anywhere. Just because you stop teaching it in the colleges, you think people are going to stop telling these stories? No, it's not going to happen.
That shouldn't be an influential person in society. But she is. All right. You know what? We're going to do a little Federalist Paper thing. I bet you'd never thought you'd hear a Federalist Paper read on the Jesse Kelly Show. Then we're going to get to, we'll get to the Fed stuff and the World War III thing. We're going to have a little uncomfortable conversation about World War III, the new public emergency. So much still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show tonight. Before we do that, let's do this. Because, well, I'll just give away the farm. The Biden administration weighs declaring a new public health emergency on abortion. Abortion. This battle is not won for us. Overturning Roe versus Wade was huge. It was critically important. But let's not get lost in the politics of this. Day after day after day, including today, young ladies, scared young ladies who don't think they have options, they are choosing abortion. Preborn is trying to find them before they make the ultimate choice and just let them know, hey, you can have a free ultrasound if you want it. We are the fuel that allows Preborn to offer these young women free ultrasounds. When she hears that heartbeat, she chooses life. $28. That's what an ultrasound costs Preborn to give it to her. $140 buys five of them. Let's save some lives tonight and tomorrow and the next day after that, huh? Dial #250 and say baby, or you can go to preborn.com/Jesse, all right? Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I'm sorry, Chris, okay? I don't like doing that stuff, and I'm not very good at that stuff, all right? Just a quick heads up. This is probably not something that should be said on the air, but you know we try to do full disclosure here on the Jesse Kelly Show, so let's just get this out of the way first, and then we'll get back to everything else, the economy and World War III, and I'm going to do that like Federalist Paper thing and a couple different things. So there's always this training stuff people have to do, And, you know, they're always sending out some stuff. You got to train for this. You got to train for that. You got to train. This is what you're allowed to say. And you're not allowed to do. And you're not allowed to do this. You know, standard big company training stuff. Well, I don't know how to log into all of this stuff. And anytime I've ever logged into my company email address, there are so many emails that I just log right back out because I'm not going to go read through all that crap. So I just, over time, I eventually lost my login information. I can't even log in anymore. I don't even have access to any company emails whatsoever. And by the way, anyone out there who's sending me emails, and you're never going to get a response because I never got it. Okay, I don't even know your email exists. You might as well have printed out your email and walked up to the top of an open volcano and just dropped it down in the lava, because that has as big of a chance as being read by me as the email you sent. And not only that, I don't like all this training, and I try to click on stuff and nothing works right and nothing pops up. And then sometimes they make you take a quiz at the end, and I'm never ready for that because I was never reading it anyway. So Chris does my training for me now. He has to do this, his training, then he has to do my training. And I realize that creates an extra workload on you, Chris, but listen, we all have a specialty. Yours is remembering passwords and stuff like that so you can have access to my email. Mine, writing world famous books. Okay, I have just a different skill set. I don't know all these rules. It's your job just to give me a heads up if I'm doing something that's going to result in my firing or not. I cannot stay up to date all the time on all this endless stuff. Who has time? I mean, do you know? They're sending out these emails, got to do this training, got to do that training. I work like 25 hours a week doing radio. Don't sit and tell me about the training I now have to carve out time to do. Stop. Focus, everybody. Listen, by the way, we are going to do a little World War III conversation here in a minute. Why? Well, I hate to do the whole use their own words against them thing, but this was the president, the very beginning, Joe Biden, you're going to hear. This is from Joe Biden last year, and then we're fast-forwarding to Joe Biden now. So
the idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III, okay? Let's get it straight here, guys.
Today, I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine.
Okay. I want to just pause on everything else for a second. Do you remember what happened when the hackers, the Russia-based hackers, shut down that oil pipeline on the eastern seaboard? You remember that? It's about a year and a half ago. You remember what happened? The gas lines, the pileups, you remember that? Do you remember, well, you probably don't, but down here in Houston, we had a big old power outage. It was because we're not equipped to handle freezes down here. That's just the infrastructure isn't made to handle it. In Montana, they have to bury everything, right? But here, nothing's buried. So if everything freezes, everything screws up. Anyway, long story short, power went out. You understand that Russia has, well, I'm going to get into this more next hour, but you know Russia has incredible cyber stuff, right? Cyber capabilities, because they have to, because they can't militarily take us on. Their cyber is outstanding and really has been for a very long time. You understand how much of our power grid is vulnerable, right? Do you have food in your home? How many days worth of food can you and your family live on what you currently own? This is why I encourage you, and I will do this more next hour, make sure you've made some preparations for not just clean water, that's important too, please don't forget the water, but food. You need calories, man. Good calories. My Patriot Supply has some if you want it. If you've already done your own, stick with that. But if you don't know what you're doing, I don't, and you want something with a little better shelf life, 2,000 calories a day, they've got 3-month food kits, $200 off right now. Everyone in your home needs an emergency 3-month food kit. I don't know whether Xi Jinping or Putin or both are going to start lobbing nukes into the Black Sea. I don't know. I hope they never do. But MyPatriotSupply.com, all right? Make sure you and your family are ready. One more quick thing on this. Everything, all of our people, all of our leaders are so stupid now because they're all filtered through the education system that's designed to make them stupid. Chris, by the way, that's low class. Chris just said, are there any good books you could use to pass the time if you lose power? We're not going to make the whole show a pitch to go buy the anti-communist manifesto at jessekellybook.com. Chris, don't be low end. All right, that would be low end. But look, if it is the end of the world, reading the anti-communist manifesto will probably prepare you to fight the commies. And you think you might laugh once or twice? I bet you're going to laugh once or twice. jessekellybook.com. Headline, Wisconsin school district puts student through a week-long gender identity lesson created by LGBT activists. Again, this is just one more example. We take our people now, our children, and we filter them through the education system because what? That's how you grew up. That's how I grew up. Well, you got to go to school. Then you got to go to college. Well, you got to do this. And we assume things are the same as they were when we were kids, but they are not. They are very, very, very much not the same. They are much worse. And your child is very likely going to school and learning things that would horrify you and learning things that would make them dumber. It's something we have to be aware of and something we have to fight back on, all right? All right, now I'm actually going to do this whole World War III thing because I had a chance to talk to a couple different people today about what have we seen, what haven't we seen, because there are really two very, very big things going on. The Russia-Ukraine thing is a really big deal. A really, really, really big deal. And it's getting to be a bigger deal by the day. And this China-Taiwan thing, it's a really big deal too. The two biggest powers besides us and India, I realize there are some, you can nitpick there, but the two biggest powers besides us are either already at war or they're clearly mobilizing to go to war any minute. And this is a little bit disconcerting, is it not? And should it be? What are we looking at? We don't do very much foreign policy because it kind of gets nerdy and boring, and I'm not sure. But we're going to do, hey, are you going to glow in the dark? Are we all going to go up? Look, is New York City going to turn to ash tonight? I don't know. Actually, it might. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about that and so much more. We still have 2 hours left of the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.